five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. The five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Fire fighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll move into the Midland Forest area, where fire started in the woods by a cigarette tossed from a passing car is moving up Break Leg Hill toward Upper Falls, where Chief Cody and Tim Collins are visiting. But before we join Tim Collins, we have time for this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the meadow near the barnyard of Ellery Collins, cousin of Tim Collins, rookie firefighter. As you remember, Tim and Cousin Ellery have left the farm at top speed in response to the alarm of fire in Midland Woods. And they left behind them, asleep under a tree in the meadow, Chief Cody himself, comfortably dressed in his oldest clothing, enjoying his first holiday in years. Until, just a moment ago, Chief Cody was roused by a distant sound.
Great blazing blisters. Who's making all that noise? It's a fire siren. Collins, Ellery! What's the matter? You've gone deaf. There's a fire.
All his plans for a peaceful holiday forgotten, the chief responds to the alarm like an old fire dog, but he finds the farm buildings deserted.
Great blistering blazes. The car's gone. They've left me. Well, how do you like that?
And as he stands in the open meadow, he hears a strange disturbance overhead. An odd-looking airplane with short, stubby wings and four blades whirling idly above its body drops toward Chief Cody in low, slow flight. The forest patrol plane.
What do you know? It's a helicopter. Hey, it's coming down here.
As the helicopter drops down to hover a dozen feet above Chief Cody's head, a window in the fuselage slides open and a man calls out.
Where's Ellery Collins? Did he call him out here?
He's gone. Everybody's cleared out but me.
This boy, too? Young Pete?
He's been gone for hours.
You sure of that, old-timer?
Well, of course I'm sure. Pete and young Jimmy Collins, too. They went off somewhere after breakfast.
That's bad. Look here, old-timer.
What's bad?
There's a fire in the woods heading up Break Lake Hill with the wind behind it.
And that's where Ellery must have gone.
Yes, and every able-bodied man in the district. But the boys were seen in that area before the fire began.
You mean they may be caught? Well, get me over there, will you?
This is a patrol plane, no passengers.
This is an emergency. Somebody's got to find Ellery. Tell him to scout for those boys.
Can you climb a rope ladder?
Just drop it down here, will you? Get me over to that fire.
From a hatch in the patrol plane, a weighted rope ladder drops down. Chief Cody, shabby and disheveled in his battered garments, briskly climbs the half-dozen rungs, enters the cabin of the patrol craft, and hauls the ladder up after him.
Pretty spry for an old-timer. All secure, I'll bolt the hatch. Let's get out of here. I'm the district warden, Fire Protection Service. Haven't seen you before, have I? Or have I?
Maybe we've met, Warden.
Something familiar about you, old-timer, but I...
Cody's my name, Bob Cody.
It'll come to me, Bob. I never forget a name or a face. Oh, stand by a minute, will you? Got to check with headquarters. Patrol plane to HQ. District Warden in patrol plane.
Headquarters, this is headquarters. Come in, Warden.
Patrol plane is proceeding to fire. I'm moving toward the fire.
Mobile unit is waiting on highway. You're in touch with radio receiver at Break Lake Hill.
All right, HQ. Patrol plane will give orders direct to men at fire.
I hear you, Warden. Anything more?
Boys have not been found. Any report at HQ?
No, sir. Last word was that boys were seen in woods near Break Lake Hill. Peter Collins and companion have not yet been found.
Get in touch with the mobile unit, HQ. Notify Ellery Collins that his boy and companion are missing. That is all.
Now, look here, Warden. You're not trying to tie those boys up with the start of this fire.
No, no. We know how it started, all right, old-timer.
Cody. Bob Cody.
Bob, then. Some fool of a driver tossed a cigarette or burning match or something like that into the brush.
Ought to have his neck wrung.
Sure, but there's no chance of catching him now. What's more important is those boys. Look, watch below. I'll give you the layout.
We've been over woods for the last few minutes. And that column of smoke, pretty broad at the base, isn't it?
No, that doesn't bother me. See those two lines?
Slicing right through the woods? I see something moving. Hey, that's a highway, isn't it? Those are cars moving on it.
That's the highway. And that other long line, that's a good wide fire lane.
Like another road cut through the forest. And the fire's between those two. Can you keep it there?
If I have men enough, I can drive the fire right toward Break Lake Hill.
If that's the hill there ahead of us...
Yeah, that's Break Lake.
Well, the fire's got a good start up that hill.
Yeah, but the crest is a bare ridge and... Oh, stand by now, Bob. Patrol plane to mobile unit. District warden calling mobile unit.
Mobile unit to patrol plane. Come in, warden. We're getting you fine and clear of this, Donovan.
Donovan, I can see the ridge on Break Lake Hill. Send men along the fire lane and the highway.
On the way, warden. Men with tools are holding the flanks of the fire.
Have you water to spare, Donovan? Enough for the backpacks?
All the water we need, warden. Upper Falls has a tank truck bringing more. They've gone back to refill.
Then here are your orders, Donovan. On no condition must the fire cross the highway or the fire lane.
Yes, sir. We can turn it back if it tries to cross.
Warden, there are men on the hill.
Stand by, Donovan.
Mobile unit standing by.
Prepare, warden. Men well ahead of the fire, climbing breakneck from the side near the road.
Good. Somebody's using his head down there. Patrol plane to Donovan.
Come in, warden.
Donovan, who's in charge of those men climbing breakneck? They're almost up to the ridge.
Collins, Ellery Collins from Upper Falls. They'll clear the brush along the ridge. Try to stop the fire at the crest.
I'll get word to Collins to start a backfire just below it. That is all. Signing off.
Mobile unit, signing off.
Bob, how long have you worked for Ellery Collins?
Huh?
Long enough to know the country here? Do you know Breakneck Hill or the woods hereabouts?
Well, a little.
Then I'll drop you on the ridge. Are you game?
Well, at least I'm able-bodied.
Good for you, old-timer. Now, I'll drop you on the ridge, and you can meet Collins as he brings his men up to the top. Tell him I want a backfire.
You want him to burn off that brush below the crest so the main fire won't have anything to feed on.
Right. Not many I'd trust to manage a backfire, but Collins is an experienced hand.
Look there. On that big rock.
Huh? Where?
Halfway up the hill, warden. Just above the line of the fire.
I don't see where you... Oh! Those two boys.
Can you fly this contraption low enough to pick them up?
No, not through those trees that overhang the rocks.
Then we've got to get word to the men on the hill. Get me over to that ridge, warden. We can't waste time flapping around in the clouds.
The district warden, not yet recognizing his dilapidated passenger as Chief Cody, famous commander of the city fire department, deposits him on the ridge of Break Leg Hill as a long file of men climb through the brush into the open. First to emerge from the tangled growth with a knapsack extinguisher full of water on his back and an axe in his hand is Tim Collins.
Oh, good grief. What a hike. Wonder where that plane was going.
Hello!
Somebody up here already?
Hello!
Hello! Out of the bushes at last. I didn't think anybody was ahead of me, but... Oh, good grief.
Collins!
Chief Cody, how'd you get here?
Never mind that now, Collins.
You must have flown.
I did.
Huh?
Never mind, I'll tell you later. Where's your cousin?
Ellery's with the other men, Chief. They're almost here. We're going to clean out this brush and try to keep the fire off the ridge.
I've got orders for him, Collins. But look, Tim, have you heard about Jimmy? About Jimmy and young Pete?
The kids?
Yeah.
Well, no, they went off together this morning, but...
Well, son, it seems this hill here is a great place for the youngsters around here to play at camping out.
Oh, I know, see...
Yes, this is where they came this morning, son. And they're down that hillside now.
In the path of the fire?
Yeah, I saw them from the patrol plane. There's no doubt it was Jimmy and Pete standing on a big flat rock.
Give me my bearings, Chief.
Yeah, well, take a line from the hilltop here.
Yeah?
Direct toward that big tree standing clear of the smoke.
No, I'll take the axe.
Now, give me that backpack, son.
Right.
You can travel faster.
I'm on my way, Chief.
Good luck, boy. You'll get them out all right.
As Chief Cody turns away to find Ellery Collins and pass along the orders from the district warden, Tim crashes down the hillside. And breaking out into a clearing in the path of the climbing fire, he sees, clouded in haze, the two boys, Pete and Jimmy, standing on a great flat rock. And as they turn their sooty faces toward him, he sees that both boys are grinning from ear to ear. Far from being terrified, they eagerly wave him on to join them. Why aren't Jimmy and Pete Collins running in panic from the forest fire instead of laughing at some sight below them on the rocks as if they were watching a circus? You can't blame Tim Collins for wondering, and maybe he's even a little annoyed. Well, you'll find out for sure when you listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here is a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, with a tip on how to fight fire in grass or brush. Use a shovel, broom, or rake, or some such tool to beat out the flames. And remember, swing your shovel with a wide sweep toward the fire to prevent sparks from spreading into new areas. And when that fire is knocked down, dig a trail or trench all around it, right down to bare ground. You see, this keeps the fire from coming back to life and reaching into unburned grass or brush. And you remember, fire is treacherous that way. Well, that's all for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.